This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back into that conversation about Mason Rudolph, both now and in the future as the Steelers quarterback, a little bit later in the show here on the Fan Morning Show. Ramon Foster joins us in 25 minutes as well. And news from an AFC North rival in less than 15 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show, but the Penguins are out on the road. They're headed down to Florida. They play the Panthers tonight, the Lightning tomorrow. Yesterday after practice, Mike Sullivan asked about all the injuries.
Dumoulin is out with a lower body injury. He's not going to play in the next two games, but we'll update it from there. Alex and Gino skated with our skills coach. They will not travel with us. Everybody else was on the ice, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
He needs cue cards for this with all the injuries. McCann back at second line center. You had Rust and Bjugstad out there in gray non-contact jerseys. So then the question was asked, once you get everybody back, you just go back to the same lines and the way everything was constructed before?
We'll evaluate that. We're having those discussions right now. And, I do think that the way this team has performed over the last couple of weeks will have an impact on those decisions.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Take it piece by piece. Rust will fill into the lineup. Does Adam Johnson just go back and then Cahoon drops down and becomes a fourth line guy? Like, I think Cahoon has been one of the guys that's been kind of iffy.
Here's the big question, I think, is, okay, let's presume you get Jared McCann back tonight. We don't know about Rustin Bjugstad yet.
You play him between Hornquist and Cahoon?
I put him back on the second line. Yeah. And then I start to shuffle from there. So the first guy out is probably, I don't know, Adam Johnson. And then once you get Rustin Bjugstad back, you've got a decision to make. I imagine Blandisi's the other guy out. But what do you do then? You're not sending Sam Lafferty back. So is it Dominic Cahoon that finds a seat in the press box? Because as you just pointed out, he's probably the next guy. As you evaluate what you've seen from forward so far, he's the next guy on the list of, I don't know.
If it's just secured. McCann in, then the fourth line would be Johnson, Blandisi, and Lafferty right now.
That would work.
Right? And Aston Reese, Bluger, and Tanev would be your third line.
Right. But then as Rust and Bjugstad come back over the it doesn't sound like it'll be tonight, maybe tomorrow night, maybe not until I don't think Rust is eligible to come back maybe until the Dallas game this weekend. Because of the long-term IR designation. But that being said, they're going to come back sooner rather than later.
It would almost be ideal if they came back together.
Yes.
Rust and Bjugstad. And then you could just go Blandisi and Johnson, see you later. You've done a great service for us, but those two guys probably are the most expendable right now.
And then, again, you're going to have to find room, though, because if Cahoon's not in the lineup, if he ends up getting scratched and he just goes to the press box, well, somebody's got to go back to Wilkes in order to get the roster number down.
Johnny.
And plus, they've got three extra defensemen.
Yes. Right, exactly. Well, back to that.
Unless they dress seven of them.
Maybe they'll just dress two extra eight defensemen. Of them. Who knows this point.
They've dressed three one time in Buffalo at the end of a season.
Yes. And not to pick on Cahoon, but when Mike Sullivan talks about guys who have taken advantage of the opportunities, he seems to be one guy that really, really hasn't.
Well, Saturday night he looked good for the first time, and that's the problem. That's the first time you noticed Dominic Cahoon doing good things was Saturday night. And that's not with the way everybody else has played, with the way the Johnsons and Blandisi's and, of course, Sam Lafferty have jumped into the mix, that's not good enough. He would be my candidate, I guess, for grab a seat in the press box, reset yourself for a few games or whatever it may be, and we'll go from there. But yeah, you got to find out which guy on the blue line is the one that's on the way.
End up being a good problem to have. I honestly do think when everybody gets healthy, it'll be a good problem to have. It'll provide depth. A guy like Johnson and Blandisi will go back to Wilkes. Someone will get hurt again. They'll be back here again. They'll help out. And what we've learned is that Johnson and Blandisi are guys that can hold the fort down. Are they ready to play in the NHL every night? No, but I think that both of those guys can help you out over the course of a season.
Got to give them 8 minutes. They can take 8 minutes.
Well, another thing that's going to happen when Russ comes off long-term IR is all of a sudden he counts against the cap.
Yes.
and that could be
trade.
That's another issue in terms of getting a roster, getting a 23-man roster that's salary cap compliant.
That's everything in the end with this roster, the way it's constructed right now, all comes back to what do you do with Johnson and Gudbranson? That's what it all comes back to.
I'm with you.
Because, and that's a great point, Jim. It's not just getting 23 guys on the roster. It's fitting them in financially under the cap.
Which is why right now they're going, Russ, do you feel okay? Yeah. Are you sure?
Wear this gray jersey.
Come on.
No contact for you for a couple days.
They are really hamstrung by Gudbranson and Johnson not being both
traded.
Right.
You're right. I think Gudbranson has value.
I think he
has value to the Penguins. And
you'd be great if you were employed as a general manager of another hockey team right now, because Jim Rutherford would love to talk to you. He'd love to wash his hands of Gudbranson, I think, if he could.
Well, I don't know.
But I don't think there are any takers.
I think if there were,
not just Gudbranson, but the contract more so. He'd love to wash his hands of the number.
I think if he could go back and redo it, he'd not do the Jack Johnson deal all over again. You know, that would be the one that as much as he has to defend it now and will until the end, probably, that's the one that every roster or cap crunch discussion we have with this team starts and ends with Jack Johnson. And that's the one that gets in the way of everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.